Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Overcoming the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony podcast, number 34, a companion podcast to the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony message or homily series that I preached some time ago. My name is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. The purpose of this podcast is to share with you, from a biblical perspective, the means by which we can combat and overcome the sin of gluttony and its awful outcome of obesity and disease. Our passage from the Word of God today for this podcast and this episode is Proverbs 25:27, which reads, "It is not good to eat much honey, so for men to search their own glory is not glory." Now let's look at gluttony and its effects in the news and in the lives of people. According to WNDU News, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates a third of American adults are obese, and another third are considered overweight. A new study from the University of Washington may shed some light on why it's so hard to lose weight. Dr. Ellen Schur said, "The number of people losing weight or stating that they have tried to lose weight over the past year is 50%. Schur helps patients lose weight. She says weight loss itself causes hormone changes that make food more appealing, so it's harder to keep weight off. In another UW lab, Mark Rossi and Marcus Bashiri, a study shows that overeating changes brain cells that suppress food intake," Rossi said. "We don't know the exact mechanisms that are contributing to it, but we see that there are profound changes across lots of different cell types." Bashiri said, "So these glutamate neurons, which normally function to suppress feeding, were kind of toning down their firing patterns. As the mice got fatter, neurons got worse at putting the brakes on eating. The team hopes this leads to new ways to treat obesity in people one day. Now, the research team is working on isolating an even smaller set of cells that are affected by overeating. They haven't yet discovered whether the neurons can change back to how they worked before obesity." In this podcast, we are going through the fine book, The Rave Diet and Lifestyle, The Natural Foods Diet with Meals That Heal by Mike Anderson. This section is titled 21 Days to a New You. The Rave Diet is actually pretty simple in terms of retraining your taste buds, because we're already familiar with most of the foods in the diet. The big difference is that we have to eat more of them. Then gradually try out unfamiliar foods and discover interesting new tastes. Your tastes for food will change with this diet, and you'll find you prefer the cleaner taste of natural foods. After eating This way, you'll find that high-fat foods will taste heavy and greasy. Many people have told me that when they do eat high-fat foods, their entire system slows down and they feel sluggish. Stick to the RAVE diet for 21 days and you'll find you won't want to go back to the heavy, calorie-dense foods you've been eating. In just 21 days, your taste buds will change. You'll be on your way to permanent weight loss and you'll be feeling better to boot. Andy Warhol said, "Progress is very important and exciting in everything but food." Imagine moving to a country where everything is pretty much the same as what we have here. All the modern conveniences, technology, transportation, nice housing, and so forth. But there is one big difference. The way people eat is old-fashioned. They don't have refined foods. They don't allow fiber and cancer-fighting nutrients to be removed from foods. They don't squeeze fruits and vegetables in order to eat concentrated oils from them while throwing away the rest. And they don't eat the animals they live with. As a result, people live long, healthy, high-quality lives. If you can imagine such a country, it's possible to live there without even moving by simply adopting the RAVE diet and lifestyle. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, help us in the church to confess our sins and repent of gluttony, of the sin of gluttony, of loving food too much, of eating too much of it. And Lord, help us to repent of it and to change our ways by your grace and by the power of your Holy Spirit and make it stick. And I thank you for what you have already done, and we pray that you'll help us to continue to follow you in this. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, my beloved, in this series, as we focus on overcoming the sin of gluttony and managing our bodies as God intended, we must not lose sight of the most important part of our existence, our spiritual life. Even those of you who are fit, who eat right, and who exercise regularly, must still address the condition of your soul. You may keep your body in perfect condition till the day you die, but you will still die. We all will. And the only thing that will matter in this world is the condition of your soul. And so I ask you today, is your soul in shape? Is your soul in right standing with God? The only way to make sure of that is to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior from sin and the consequences of sin. He alone can save your soul, put you in right standing with God, and ensure that you do not perish in hell. Now, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, here is how you can trust him today. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws, the Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful people, too afraid to get saved because of what their friends and their family members might say, and unbelieving, those who claim to be agnostics and atheists, and the abominable, cruel and mean and nasty people who do abominable things, abominations, and murderers, people who kill others, and whoremongers, people who have sex outside of the bonds of marriage, and sorcerers, people who practice witchcraft and voodoo, and idolaters, people who put anything or anybody before God, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now that is bad news, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins. In fact, he suffered, bled, and died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today, and he will save your soul. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, that word whosoever means anybody at any time, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, dear friend, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you believe that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, and you want to trust him for your salvation today, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I realize and I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins by your grace and by your help. Help me to repent of my sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and with your help, I will follow him as my Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life forever today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. And dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well. And we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you. Real good is my prayer.